Welcome to the World Cup Report Alicante, podcast covering the Blood Bowl World Cup held in Alicante, Spain in September 2023, with your hosts, Drew and Steve. Welcome to episode 31 of the World Cup Report Alicante. This is Steve, a.k.a. Kilowoggy. With me, as always, is Tim. How's it going, Tim?
I'm doing pretty great, Steve. How are you kicking it?
I'm kicking it old school, as always.
Nice.
You know. Yeah. Any puns for snotlings? Are you trying to save them to the end? Because it's not easy.
are we doing snotlings then?
Yeah.
Okay. Fantastic. That sounds great.
Does it?
No.
Yeah, so snotlings.
I like them. I enjoy snotlings.
I have not
they're
played them
yet.
They're
a fun team to play. Yeah,
I don't have.
I played them at your Spiky Cup.
Yeah,
and it's one of the most fun teams I think I've played in the new rules. I enjoyed them tremendously.
I've played against them a couple times, and each time I'm like, I'm going to be able to destroy these. And then that first half, it gets to be like, why am I not breaking armor, and why are they ahead of me?
And right.
Then the second half comes, and I completely demolish them, and my opponent's like, I never had a chance. I'm like, well.
Yeah. They do tend to run out of gas sometimes.
I was like, your first half, you sure did.
yeah.
But yeah, so this is our final tier five team.
Tier five. Yeah. Yes. Last of the stunty boys.
Last of the least.
Yes.
So, that's right. To refresh people, option A, 8 primary skills and 2 secondary. Or 6 primary and 3 secondary, or 6 primary and access to 1 star player, or 4 primary and access to 2 star players.
Yeah. And I with the stunty teams, a lot of times I think almost all of these are viable. And it's not Lings, that's true too.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to play a non-star team, I think you have the 2 trolls, so you could have 2 secondaries easily. The third one isn't as needed for them, but, you know, there's room for it, especially if you had pump wagons or whatever.
Yeah.
And obviously, where they really shine is with their cheap players and everything is taking stars. So either 1 or 2 stars is totally on the table.
Yeah, because giving a snotling a skill is a waste.
Yeah.
Like, I can't even...
For the most part.
Even any time I've played them, like, the only skill I've ever thought that was decent, aside from, like, you know, fouling ones, would be diving tackle.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you can get in there and be annoying. But
it's maybe sure feet or sprint, I guess, because they're so slow. But
yeah.
Yeah.
But they're so, so crappy.
I'd be likely putting skills on like the fungus flingers and stuff like that, where they can take passing skills or a sneaky get, like you said, fouling skills are fine. But these guys are so killable and they can't like run away with that anymore. I don't know if I'd even bother.
Yeah. Well, if you had to bother and you had to take a team, what would your roster be?
So the main roster I have written was a 1-star player roster. So even still, it has 15 players. I went with 2 trolls. I could put guard on 1 probably. I might do guard on 2 potentially. But I also have 2 fungus flingers. So I want accurate on 1 of them, I think, because that puts them pretty close to what you're getting out of a good bomber. You know, they're fairly reliable then. And it's not like you need skills on the regular snotlings, like you said. So I would either take 2 accurates or 2 guards, I think. Potentially maybe brawler on the trolls, I guess. But I feel like I got enough rerolls, I'd just take the guard. Then I have 10 snotlings, just 10 normal snotlings. And Morgenthorg, who, to me, plays great with snotlings. You can actually give up those skills because where are they really going?
Exactly.
You're really giving up 1 legitimate skill here for him.
Yeah.
And then 3 rerolls. And with these guys, I have a couple of extra stuff. I took Riotous Rookies, which I really like with snotlings a lot more than with ogres, because you can put all those extra players on the field.
Mm-hmm.
And both of them need it when you have players this removable. So I have Riotous Rookies, and I took 1 50k bribe. Mostly just on the off chance that you can keep one of your fungus flingers around an extra drive.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's, I guess, my primary roster. But I think you could definitely do a 2-star roster with these guys pretty easily. Maybe even one I didn't write up. The one I wrote up was getting rid of a lot of the extra stuff and jamming in two trolls and Morgenthorg and Vareg, which I think is pretty fun.
Yeah.
You got to lose like the bribe, two of your rerolls, the Riotous Rookies, and then you change a Snotling to Vareg. So it's still 15 players.
So it's losing a lot, that's for sure.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, you're going to be relying on Morgenthorg and Vareg, so the rerolls aren't as important. But
Vareg is really dang good, too.
Yeah, and he's like the junior buddy in that case, so you know, a lot of the focus is taken off of him. So it's pretty, I mean, you got four really core good players then.
Is there any roster where you would take a pump wagon?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I mean, basically, if I didn't take stars, I don't think pump wagons are bad. And I liked them a little better when Sneaky Git was better, too, because it's an awesome double skill for him. But you really have to take bribes if you take pump wagons, so I'd rather probably just jam those points into star players, even giving up skills, just because the skills don't matter that much for Snotlings. But I don't think pump wagons are terrible. I mean, they're okay. It's nice to have four big guys.
That's true, yeah. There's not much to say about this team. Like, it's just bash and foul. Your scoring chances are maybe somebody gets the ball, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, you're not going to win 3-2 on this team. You're going to win 1-0. You're going to tie 1-1. It's pretty much your options.
Right, yeah.
You might get lucky with throwing, but really doubtful.
And the bomb, you know, having the two rostered bombardiers with passing chart access also can bust people up a fair bit. Not as much anymore.
Yeah.
Without the Mighty Blow, but it's still good.
It's definitely not bad.
Yeah. And the other positionals, they don't, whatever. You take or leave them in my mind. I mean, it's nice they have tackle zones potentially, so that's a plus, but then they also can't like titchy around and be as reliable at dodging, so it's give and take with them. If I have the extra money, I usually will, you know, like I wouldn't take an assistant coach with this team. Probably I would spend the extra 10K on upgrading guys. I just didn't have it with this build in particular.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think, like, guard on a troll. Like, I get it, but it's really only if you go against a big guy, because you're not helping out the, well, I guess technically two dice is better than three dice, but not by much.
And I mean, you can use this guard to maybe get some easier three die blocks from Morgenthorg, or
like you said,
help the other guy. But it might be better to just take Brawler, I suppose.
Yeah,
you'll be using that all the time. It's not like you're going to be guard assisting the Snotlings on blocks too often.
On Blood Bowl 3, I've taken guard on a couple of big guys because I'm playing the undead or underworld. And I'm really liking it a lot better than I thought. Because it makes, you know, they're much more reliable hitters now.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely, like, if you don't have it, that big roadblock they're trying to be gets kind of counteracted by a zombie way too often.
Yeah, for sure.
I find. So it always feels underwhelming to just throw guard on these big guys with a bunch of chumps who can't really take advantage of it, backing them up. But it really comes in handy more than you would think.
Well, that's fair.
It also messes up their blocking more than it's helping you.
That's very true, yeah. You can always put defensive on someone and just have them
walk in
and be annoying.
If I had a non-star build and I had to come up with, like, six skills, I'd probably... some of them might be defensive. I don't know.
It's like, why not?
I do feel like all the stunties suffer a little bit in World Cup rules just because you can't combine star players and double skills.
Mm-hmm.
And that is definitely something they would like to do.
Yeah, because having a star player and block on a big guy is a big difference.
Yes, yeah. I feel like there could be maybe a Vareg Hackflim team here, too, that I didn't come up with. But then you'd have three big guys and a ball carrier. And, I mean, obviously you'd have more money than the Morg version and one extra skill, so you could skill both trolls or a fungus flinger or whatever. So
it'll be
interesting. I think that might be an okay roster, too.
It'll be interesting to see once they release rosters and let us look and see what other people are taking for these teams. Not many people are taking it. It's one of the lower ones.
They're not super popular. They're not at the bottom, but, you know, what, 30 or something? Yeah, 30 teams. So pretty low.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, I wonder how many of those 30 Snotlings are on like a six stunty squad.
Oh, probably.
Probably like two or three. I don't know.
Yeah. Well,
that would be fun to do. If I didn't have to fly halfway across the world, people could talk me into that idea. But too far away.
Yeah. So out of 5 stars, I'm just going to straight up give it a 1. I mean,
I'd probably give them a 1.5. I think they're a 0.5 star ahead of goblins. So
I think I could win easier with goblins than this team, but that's because they just don't have one strength, you know?
Yeah.
I can't go above 1 win. Like I could see me getting some ties maybe, but I'd be happy with 1 win. And again, part of the thing is I've never played this team. So.
Sure. I'm going to say 2, but just with the idea that if I was playing Snotlings, I'd be doing so bad that maybe I'd get a good matchup or just get lucky twice.
That's true. Then you end up going
probably
going
to be playing the other stunties and, you know, whatever. So.
Or you go up against that dwarf coach who brought a death roller and just isn't doing well.
Right. Like, that won't go great. Right.
So for the bet for this week, will a Snotling team have the highest ranked individual stunty team?
Right.
So out of all the stunty races, will it have the highest individually ranked team?
I think I got to pick the last 2 times, so it's only fair if you get to pick this one.
Oh, I'm going to go no.
Yeah.
I'll give you that yes all day.
Yeah, I would say no.
Yeah.
If it were up to me.
No, I get it. But, like, I think they have an outside chance, which is why this was put there, because they are a good team when played well, and they have a lot of access to a lot of different skills and stuff. So there could be a killer combo out there that we're just not seeing, and someone who's really good with them and has spent a lot of time with them could really mop the floor and surprise people. I don't see it happening, but it's possible.
I think they have if I'm not mistaken, an okay win rate for a stunty team in non-World Cup rules.
Yeah.
But I just don't think these rules are especially favorable for them. I feel like halflings can field a lot better squads.
Yeah, and again, there are 30 Snotling teams, 21 Ogre,
right.
23 Goblin, and then 49 Halfling. So
yeah,
they are top 2, but still, it's not a breakaway number to give you like sort of advantages there. Most likely a Halfling team's going to have it. They have more people who devote their time to Halflings. They're on paper a better team, and there's more of them.
Yeah, there's almost twice as many.
Mm-hmm. So.
Well, way to slam dunk a bet victory on me, Steve.
Yeah, I won't believe it until I see it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of time, so.
It's true.
Yeah, and watch, you know, in all transparency, we record this in advance. So if they do put out rosters and show, we have no idea yet.
Yeah. Yes, that's true.
Just in case.
Any way I've looked for them, I've not seen them as being accessible.
Yeah. It'll be nice when they do. But I'm sure
I hope they do. They better do it.
Probably not before the event.
Yeah, they may not.
All right. Anything else for this one?
No. Nothing else for me. I don't think so.
Okay.
Get out of these guys.
Sounds good. For myself and Drew, I'll say goodbye, and you shall say...
Hasta luego.
Thank you for listening to World Cup Report Alicante, a joint podcast between 3 Die Block and Both Down. For more information, check out World Cup Report Blood Bowl on Facebook, WC Report BB on Twitter, or email us at worldcupreportbb@gmail.com.